Welcome, Sir Margaret. It's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming. It is very good to see you indeed, actually. And thank you, Will and the band, for leading us in worship. It's great to see you back. Will's been off, of course, with influenza or pneumonia. Can't remember. The one that you don't die from, as you can see. And it's great to have him back, and particularly with YouTube. Thank you for leading us in worship. Two very brief notices. Firstly, just to remind you again of the electoral roll. I know I'm going on and on about this, but, you know, it's good for us to build up our contact list again, pick up on those who've joined us over the last year, and also to be able to give a number to the Church of England, which says, we are viable, Church of England, whatever you may think. So I'll be standing at the back looking like a kind of elderly Labrador at the end, longing for electoral rolls to be given to me, electoral forms to be filled in and given to me. You'll be able to judge on how good I am at my Labrador impression on your way out, and just drop a note to me to say if there's any good. And before Ollie comes to speak, which is the most exciting thing. Ollie, of course, works in the city, member of the Men's Breakfast, part of our congregation, and one of our elders, really, if one was to use New Testament terms, even though you're terribly young. A quick note from you. Quick notice from you, Greg.
So there's this thing called Lent's coming along that you may be expecting. A lot of churches do Lent courses. We wondered, what would a Lent course for a church like this look like? Monday to Friday through Lent, there'll be a tweet going out at 7 in the morning with a short passage from Mark's Gospel and a prayer in response, and we'll get through the whole of Mark's Gospel through Lent. So look out for that, and if you don't follow us on Twitter, at St. Mags Lothbury.
That's very good. It'll pop up in a moment, but yes, Greg's written them, so they'll be worth reading, really. He's my mind these days as I get elderly and more like a Labrador. Ollie.
Great, thank you, Jeremy. So if we can turn, we're finishing off Daniel. If we can turn in the book of Daniel, it's page 838, and we're looking at chapter 1, verses 17 to 21. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Let's just pray, shall we? Father, thank you that you brought us all here for a reason. And I just pray, Lord, as we study these verses, that we might be wiser for hearing your word, so that as we go out of here, we might honor you in all that we do. Amen. So today I want to draw out the following 3 points from our reading. First point is knowing our purpose. Second is knowing the first step to wisdom. And the third point is knowing that we are better with God than without him. And so hopefully, as you all walk out of here at the end, we'll all be all-knowing. So the first point, knowing our purpose. My family and I love movies, and although my boys and I seem to be very focused and hooked on the superhero genre at the moment, which allows us to switch off and enjoy pure, unadulterated action. Now, many of these Marvel films, if you are willing to sit through the end credits, have a teaser right at the end that either points to the sequel of the film or indeed one of the other films in the genre. Now, looking at Daniel, the book of Daniel is much like these in that it's action-packed. And I recommend all of us to read on in the other chapters of the book. But it also has a teaser threaded throughout that points to Jesus and the wider things to come. God had a multifaceted purpose for his people's exile, it would seem, disciplining his children, as well as to show that he was the God of the whole world and able to bring out the worst in times of tragedy. Bringing the good out in the worst times of tragedy. We don't want that version. So as Greg highlighted last week, Daniel knew his purpose was to serve God and not the state. Knowing your purpose gives you conviction when the winds of life threaten to uproot you. It's these deep roots that Daniel lays down in God that allows him and his friends to draw what they need from God and trust him to see them through, even when they're being asked to cross those red lines. God's promise to his people in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, roughly 20 years before they were taken into captivity, states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." This is true for his people then, as it is true for his people now. God is in control, and he has a purpose for each of us. Do you know what your purpose is? Second point, knowing the first step to wisdom. Jeremy mentioned I regularly attend the men's breakfast, prayer breakfast on a Thursday. Well, for the last 6 weeks, every Thursday morning, we've been studying the book of Proverbs using an LICC study guide, which is titled Wisdom for the Whole Life. In Proverbs 9, verse 10, it states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." And the first session was just that, that true wisdom starts with fearing or honouring God. Now, Daniel and his young friends feared, honoured God, and did the right thing. And so God gave them, as it says in verse 17, knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. This earthly wisdom was one thing, but God also gave Daniel the ability to interpret dreams and visions, which is more of a heavenly wisdom that made Daniel stand out, particularly later in chapter 2. Now for us, when we're not sure what to do or who to ask, the first step is to honour God. And as it says in James 1, verse 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all, without finding fault, and it will be given to you." And so the next step is then to ask God for the wisdom that we need. Whatever you're facing, whether it be at work, at home, or indeed Brexit, God has the wisdom we need to steer us through. The third point says, knowing that we are better with God than without him. In verse 19, they state, "And so they entered the king's service." I suspect that this was no formality and that not everyone made the grade, particularly those who don't eat their vegetables. As they were joining an elite cadre of servants or advisors to the king. Yet among this elite group, these young men were found to be 10 times better than anyone else, as it states in verse 20. They stood out in the estimation of the king, and they did so in the case of Daniel for over 60 years. Why? Because God wanted to show the Babylonians that you were greater with God than you were without him. The rest of the book of Daniel underlines this, whether it's the story of the fiery furnace in chapter 3, or indeed when King Nebuchadnezzar is humiliated in chapter 4. All are saved and restored when they turn to God. God is the ultimate savior. He has the rescue plan, whether it's in the next 10 days of eating vegetables, the next 67 years in the case of Daniel, or ultimately for eternity with Jesus. His plans and his purposes never fail. Time and time again, he shows this to be true. If we accept and trust Jesus in all aspects of our lives, we will be better purposed, better planned, and ultimately better off. So to conclude, the challenge is that many of us know this up here, But how many of us know it right here? Let me leave you with this verse from the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Amen.